What's up, folks? It's Chuck West. We're back again with the Anime Storytelling Podcast, and I am here with Beerus, I'm here with Whis, and I'm here with Champa.
Come on, man. Hey, man.
Not Champa.
You called him out on his anime.
I was going to say Champa. Yo, we got Dr. Quinn in the house, too. Say what up, Quinn.
Yo, what up? God, Gooch in the building, blah, blah, blah. You know what it is. My real question is, people, between you two siblings.
Me, I'm the better one.
I'm the better one.
So.
He got the story twice.
Wait. Fall back, Whis. Fall back. You gotta fall back. Between the two of you, who will win? Who do you think will win, actually?
Me, hands down. He can't even keep his universe alive for more than one season.
Facts.
What?
Facts.
Both tournaments.
Oh, facts. You did lose Beerus, your universe
Beerus,
twice.
Your strongest fighter lost. You had to rely
just one
on
second,
Android.
Dude. We're doing a podcast quick.
And came through in clutch and saved you, but...
Yo, Beerus, if you could just let us know one more time about the Fate soundtrack real quick. Yeah.
So, Fate Apocrypha is based off the light novel by the same name, Fate Apocrypha. Uh-huh. And even though the anime was very lackluster, the music was on point. There was a lot of regal characters like Mordred from the Tale of Legend of Arthur, Semiramis from the Tale of Babylon, Shakespeare, you know, English. So they had this very English, very regal sound going on. And it's just one of those I had to download immediately because it was so good. And I, to this day, I use it to sew with, so...
Nobody's more passionate than Beerus right now. What about you, Whis and Champa? What do you guys think? Really good anime
right
stories?
To see that Gundam unicorn right there. That is the best animation, that is the best soundtrack, and I will love it forever.
Gundam unicorn, alright.
Yes.
What do you think of Iron Blooded Orphans?
Iron Blooded Orphans was awesome.
Dope,
it was
man.
Depressing, but it was awesome.
I needed a blanket and some hot cocoa after that.
Really?
One of my favorites. Soundtracks ever was from Dot Hack Sign back in the I really love Yuki Kajiura and everything she writes, and that one just it brings me back to a time and place. It fills me with happy memories, and I don't know, it's always my go-to. I keep going back to that one. That and Outlaw Star.
Thank you. My favorite anime. Gene Star went, dude, Caster Gun, the greatest anime weapon to ever exist.
All time.
Right there. Now see, only Whis knows about the time ring, so she was able to go back in time to Dot Hack and Outlaw Star to let us know what it really was.
Showing my fandom age a little bit, but you know.
Hey, I'm old too. What can I say?
We're just experienced with the good stuff.
Hey.
Outlaw Star, though.
Shout
I'm
out
glad.
To Yu Yu Hakusho for some good-ass music.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? I was so pissed off. On Anime News Network, they did a little thing about 20 years ago, 98, when all the good anime from 98 came out. They said Cowboy Bebop. They said a couple others. But then it got to Outlaw Star, and they said, I'm just going to skip this one because it wasn't that good.
Oh,
I said, you motherfucker.
First of all, how dare you?
How dare you? Champa, Whis, Beerus, thank you so much. This is the Anime Storytelling Podcast.
Instagram, if you want to follow me, see this progress. NekoYasha09, if you want to look at my work and all the rest stuff I do.
You heard it here. All right, let's see who else is around.
How we doing, guys?
Yeah. All right.
Okay, let's leave out of here so we can...
Absolutely, man.
Shout out to Android 18.
Oh, wow, yeah. Everybody's rocking DB, DB Superman. Once again, it's Chuck West. We're here at the Anime Storytelling Podcast. Got the homie Dr. Quinn right beside me. Oh, what's up?
Same as the at on here.
Okay.
If you guys wish to follow me on there, I take commissions.
So Whis is being kind enough to give us her information so we can follow her.
At Terranel.
Alter Ego Creative.
Oh, I got like new cards.
I like that.
Thank you for letting me talk about anime music. That's like,
thank you for loving Outlaw Star.
Of his podcast and
Gundam Unicorn was my other answer. That was another soundtrack.
Oh, sure thing. So I am C West 89.
C West 89.
You can find a ton of AMVs. I do a lot of freestyle rap and
Are you from Cleveland?
Yeah.
Man, I love Cleveland. I got fam out there.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, I came a long way because this is like one of my favorite cons to go to.
Oh God, I know.
You said SeaWest 89.
That's me right there.
I'm gonna get that from you when I get my gloves off
for sure.
Word. Once again, folks, ASEN 2018, it is Saturday evening. We getting down for the Anime Storytelling Podcast.
Dope. Sweet. We are all connected. I will give her, I'll give you all their
name. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good one, folks.
Take care, guys.
All right. Yeah. They closed at 6:30 around here. So for the listeners, the anime convention spot where you can walk and buy merchandise is closing, but the convention itself is still going on. We're going to be walking around to the different panels, talk to folks outside, see what their thoughts are about anime storytelling and anime music. You know what, Quinn, while I got you here, you want to talk about what some of your favorite anime music is?
Some of my favorite anime music, I say like the Footy Kitty soundtrack.
Yeah.
The Evangelion soundtrack.
Okay.
Oh damn, they got Killmonger for real. Oh shit.
Damn. Fooly Cooly, Evangelion soundtrack. I love both of those shows.
Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z soundtrack.
Word.
The actual Japanese ones. Fist of the North Star.
Okay.
Ooh, that's tough. Man, what I fuck with really hard as far as like soundtracks. Maybe. Oh, sorry.
Damn.
So many right now. I can't even think at the top of my head right now.
Okay, I know it can be difficult. Let's move this way.
Hey, what's your ass, bud?
Let's talk to Vegeta real quick.
Of course.
Man. Yeah.
And we got the homie. Oh shit.
Vegeta, how you doing, man? Good to see you. How you enjoying the con, man? Tien, what up, dude? I think you're the first Tien I've seen.
Really?
Yeah. Listen, so we run an anime storytelling podcast, and we wanted to just ask a couple of our fellow anime fans the kind of anime stories and anime music that they like. If you wouldn't mind just giving like 30 seconds or 60 seconds of your time. So as far as anime music or anime stories that you really enjoy, could you just name a few and say like why you enjoy them? By the way, we're talking to TN right now.
I like Dragon Ball Z, My Hero Academia, Fate Zero. Mm-hmm. Why do I like them? Because I like action and anime-based action and adventure and stuff that has magic. That's what catches my eye and my interest the most.
Akira Toriyama is pretty fucking dope. What can I say? Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Vegeta, what say you?
Usually go for the low 5 beats for the most part.
I said
yeah,
Vegeta.
That's fucked up. But when it comes to it, I prefer like wrestling over anime.
Okay.
I'm a pro wrestler, but I do fuck with anime.
Oh, dope.
Like, real shit.
Alright. I dig it. By the way, thanks for letting us get up in your face like that. I know it's kind of awkward and shit. Alright, man.
Yeah, the homie right here got a video filming right now, man. It's gonna be what's it called, man?
You should bring a little chaozu with you next time. A little You should bring a little chaozu with you next time.
Well, my niece is just now, when she gets older, I'm going to make her like a little chaozu. Or like, when I do, it's actually my Regina suit. I might make her like a little.
Right.
Yeah, little trunk suit with a little hat on her.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, she likes anime. Those all the time. She's only like 2 years old.
So Tien's going to be bringing a little chaozu in the years to come. Young niece who loves chaozu, apparently loves anime. Love it, man. You gotta raise the kids right. What can I say? All right. Well, thanks, you two. Appreciate it, TN.
You said it's about to happen here pretty soon, ain't it? All right.
Keep wrestling, my dude. All
right, we're probably gonna make that shit in a second.
Anime Storytelling Podcast in progress right now. Still moving through the area, checking stuff out. Cosplays are looking good. See a couple monster girls over here. Dr. Quinn made a very interesting observation. Not very many Deadpools this year. Deadpool used to be really, really popular, and now it's like maybe just a select few. Oh, here goes Bakugo and Tokuyami.
Yeah, man, so, oh, sick. Oh,
Bakugo. Love the cosplay. Listen, me and my friend, we're doing an anime storytelling podcast, and we're talking to our fellow otaku about how they feel about different anime storytelling styles and anime music. If you wouldn't mind giving like just 30 to 60 seconds of your time, just talking to us about your favorite anime, your favorite anime soundtracks, that would be great.
Attention to the music often, except for like the openings and titles, but it's okay. Great. I mean, it's so like hype and exciting to listen to that sort of thing.
By the way, sorry to put the phone in your face like that. I just want to make sure they hear you.
No worries. Yeah, I talk quietly.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I especially like Boku no Hero Academia. Obviously, I'm cosplaying Bakugo. And a lot of the themes that go with the characters and everything, they kind of reflect the character's personality and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
I mean, and the openings and endings are really good too. I have them as ringtones and everything. They're super hype. They give kind of the emotion of the anime and everything, you know, superheroes and all that. Super happy, fun time.
Absolutely.
So.
What's up?
What? What you got? JoJo is always acting a fool. It's all good. But you say you got a couple opening and ending theme ringtones. So which one is like you say is your favorite?
I do like the second opening for My Hero Academia.
Okay.
And also, one of my ringtones is also the Devilman Crybaby soundtrack.
Woo!
Netflix, it's really hype.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's really cool.
Bakugo loves Devilman Crybaby.
Yeah.
That makes me like Bakugo even more.
Awesome.
Have you been reading the manga for My Hero Academia?
Yes, I have. I'm actually all caught up.
Really?
So, yes.
How does it compare with the actual anime?
It follows almost word by word, I would say.
Okay.
I mean, the anime is obviously very behind, so I know a lot of stuff that, you know, only anime watchers don't know. But
sure.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good. They really parallel kind of the exciting style of the manga in the animation. Like, I read some interviews and stuff like that. Of how they're trying to make it look as hype as possible for the anime because the manga's art is like so expression, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Bakugo, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much. This is Chuck West, Anime Storytelling Podcast. We're going to be moving forward to see who else is around. Take care, Bakugo.
Thank you, you too.
Want to take a picture?
Bakugo? Or them? Oh, sure. Damn, man, huge JoJo fans.
I found the dude that did it better than me. This shit's wild.
Dude, have you seen the actual statue in there? Dude, man, it's epic. There is a huge JoJo statue inside the convention grounds. So beautiful, so amazing.
Indy, you look great!
So right now we got two JoJos in a place now. Gonna see who wore it better. Perfect. Hey man, so...
Yo, this man, yo, oh. You are official, dude. I swear to
dude.
God, you are official.
We run an anime storytelling podcast, and we're talking to our fellow otaku and anime fans about what they like as far as anime storytelling and anime music. If you guys don't mind, could you give like 30 to 60 seconds of your time just telling us about the anime and anime music that you guys enjoy?
I can try my best. I'm not very articulate with words, but...
Okay.
So bad.
Hate to put the phone in your face like this, but you gotta...
Speak in so that we can hear you.
All right. Start, like...
Yeah.
Right. So basically, especially with like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure,
yeah.
The main thing I like about it is that every part, every new series, the author tries something completely different.
Right.
He tries like expanding his own storytelling abilities, and usually that involves like a new story, new characters, and a new way to tell a story. And for me, that's really interesting to read and like kind of watch the author grow as a storyteller through his work. And so that's like probably my main reason of reading and watching this stuff.
Okay, I appreciate it. By the way, you're gonna have to excuse my ignorance, but I don't know what character this is. Okay. I gotta watch more of JoJo's. But Kakyoin, so what anime and anime music are you a real fan of?
I'm also a fan of JoJo because, Jesus, like, they just embody so many types of characteristics of shows that don't do it. Like, there's a lot of action. There's no unnecessary romance, first of all. There's compassion. The characters grow so much as the artist grows. And I really appreciate that. And I think that's amazing in the show.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. Anime Storytelling Podcast. What's up? We in a building. Word.
This is so weird.
All right. Hold up. We got to hit up Froppy and them from My Hero. Love the Froppy costume. That's dope. Can we get a picture real quick? Love it. Oh, you're just doing video now? Here with Froppy of My Hero Academia. Got it? Hey, so me and my friend, we run an anime storytelling podcast. What we're doing, we're talking to our fellow anime fans and otaku about the kind of anime they like and the kind of anime music that they like. Would you mind giving about 30 to 60 seconds of your time to telling us what anime and anime soundtracks you enjoy? And your friends certainly can, too.
I don't really watch as much anime right now, so okay. I mean, they could probably tell you a lot more. They're super into Naruto and soundtracks, everything. Okay. I'm just kind of like the casual watcher.
Okay, yeah. Wow. For someone who doesn't watch a lot, you really have dressed yourself to the nines.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I was trying really hard because I'm like, I got to keep up with them.
You want to be able to roll with the roll with the squad, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Hey, Naruto.
Hi.
So I was just telling your friend, so we run an anime storytelling podcast, and we were speaking to our fellow anime fans about the kind of anime and anime music that they like. Would you mind giving 30 to 60 seconds of your time telling us about what kind of music that you enjoy and what kind of anime stories you enjoy? By the way, sorry to put the phone in your face, but you have to be able to
do it so they can hear. Yeah. All right, what's up?
So yeah, anime music, anime stories, what kind do you enjoy?
Okay, wow, put on the spot.
Take your time.
So, anime music, I actually listen to anything. I listen to a lot of depressing music sometimes, like the original soundtracks and all that. But I do love openings too. You cannot skip the openings. I do skip endings sometimes though. What was the other question?
The kind of anime stories that you like.
Okay, so I'm more of like a shonen person, so I love the action and all that. Sometimes romance and drama. But if it's, like, very cliche, then I'm like, you know, this is not the hype, yeah.
Sure. Not a slice of life kind of person, or?
Slice of life is, it just depends on the storyline.
Uh-huh.
If it's interesting and different and unique. For me, it's all about different and unique if it really grasps my attention. But
sure.
If it doesn't, then I'm just like, no, it's a no for me. I don't like it, so yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. I wonder if, I thought that was Hinata for a second. Oh, it is Hinata.
Oh, it is Hinata,
yeah. We'd like to get your opinion, too, on the kind of anime stories and anime music that you like.
Anime music that I like?
Mm-hmm.
I really like listening to anime songs that kind of, I don't know, that you can relate to, in a way, you know?
Is there one in particular that you relate to?
I don't know. There's a lot. I don't know.
Just a whole lot of relatable anime music out there.
Honestly, I like Naruto. And
right.
I listen to the Naruto soundtracks a lot.
Okay.
And I love how it goes with, like, the endings.
Sure.
Like, especially Naruto endings, I love it. Because it also tells, like, the relationship between Naruto and the characters, too, you know? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think.
Well, that's sufficient. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Wow. This is Chuck West, Anime Storytelling Podcast. Got the guest, Dr. Quinn, in the building. We're going to be moving on to see who else we can spot here. Absolutely. What are you doing?
Okay. All right.
So far we've been seeing a lot of anime fans who are very much into action, very much into the shonen style. Haven't met any slice of life anime fans yet, but we'll see what we find.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.